Speaking with mayoral candidate John Borrowman. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Rob.
Good. So let's give us an introduction to yourself here. Why are you running for mayor of Canmore?
I've been involved in community life for close to 40 years now. As a parent, as a businessman, an artist, volunteer, and for close to 5 years as a town councillor. I understand Canmore. I love this community. I'm prepared to work hard with the help of all council to make our town meet all of our potential.
In your opinion, what is the role of our town's mayor?
The role of the mayor as the leader of the council team is to set council agendas and act as a chair at council meetings. As well, the mayor represents our town regionally and provincially, speaking to our issues at meetings and forums outside of the municipality. The mayor needs to be informed and well-versed on all issues.
Name one initiative you championed as a past member of council that you're particularly proud of.
On my first term on council in 2004 to 2007, I took the lead on the downtown enhancement project. This was a multi-million dollar initiative involving infrastructural upgrades as well as beautification work. This project required the support and contributions from all downtown businesses and landlords, and it gave our downtown core a long-needed facelift. Without my lead on this project, it would not have happened.
Housing's been a perpetual issue in Canmore, both the affordable housing variety for families as well as residences for seniors. Can you speak to these issues and your plans to address them?
I've long been involved as a board member of the Housing Corporation, and I've been a very strong advocate for the affordable housing projects that we have built. And I've been involved this last year in planning the next project that we expect to see go ahead in 2013. And more recently, as a member of the board for the Bow Valley Regional Housing Authority, I've lived up to the promise that I made in the 2010 election campaign by taking a lead role in the current planning of a new 60-unit seniors lodge. This will be a full aging in place facility so that for the first time ever, seniors that move into a lodge, as they move through the level of needs, they won't have to leave our town to get the higher level of needs.
All of the mayoral candidates' websites discuss fiscal responsibility in some capacity. What makes you a good steward of our tax dollars?
Well, I have been a member of successive councils that put a lot of thought and a lot of care and attention into building the very solid and cash-supported reserves that we now have. That wasn't the case if you go back approximately 12, 15 years in Canmore. The town's reserves were very weak, and in fact none of them were cash supported, so they were only on paper. These practices of the last several councils, which I've been a part of since 2004, have led an independent auditor to note that Canmore has the healthiest financials of all the many towns that they audit. As well, more recently on this council, I supported fully the creation of a citizen-based budget committee and audit committee, actually. So this has been a really excellent addition to the job that individual councillors are doing in approving budgets. That's one of the biggest jobs a councillor has to do.
You also list the economy as a key plank of your platform. What would you say are our biggest challenges going forward, and what are some of your ideas around keeping our economy healthy?
Since the major downturn in the economy in 2008, the two primary industries that we had at the time, tourism and the development industry, have both either died or are struggling. And building permits that we issue today are about 10% of what we were issuing 4 years ago. There's not an easy fix for that as a councillor. But the real problem for the development industry, I feel, is the major landowner in the Valley, Three Sisters, has been in receivership for several years. And as the mayor, I will be meeting as soon as possible with the receivers and hopefully with representatives of the HSBC, the bank that holds most of the loans on that property, and working with them to clear whatever hurdles exist right now so that they can sell the land. They can find somebody, a group or a number of developers that will buy the Three Sisters lands, and we can start getting construction going again, kickstart that industry. And then all the guys in the trades and the small businesses that have developed in Canmore that service that part of our economy, they can start to become optimistic and expect work to start happening. The other primary challenge, of course, is for the tourism industry, which is certainly still quite active and strong in the Bow Valley, but globally, tourism has struggled a bit in the last few years. Our primary challenge here is to become more competitive globally and nationally. actually. And it's a very competitive market out there. And we have to have the wherewithal to properly promote our little corner of the Rockies so that we can build tourism. That when the people come, of course, the hotels benefit, but all of the spin-off, the restaurants benefit, the retailers benefit, and that whole section of our economy can envision becoming strong again. In order to do that, council has a couple of tools at our disposal. The intent to create a dependable and sustainable funding source for our local tourism industry so that A, we can compete more aggressively in the global market and work with Banff Lake Louise Tourism and Jasper Tourism to jointly market in a cooperative manner the entire region. I have had meetings with Karen Sorensen, the mayor in Banff. The mayor of Jasper is also quite interested in working on that cooperative, the need for cooperation between our three communities to help the tourism industry prosper and meet its full potential.
After many years of planning, the towns of Canmore and Banff will finally be connected by a regional bus line. What do you see as the future of public transit in Canmore?
As it happens, I've been sitting on the board for the Transit Commission this last year. Currently, as many people will know, we are about to start regular scheduled service between Canmore and Banff that will begin this fall. In the five-year business plan, we'll be starting to explore the need and the affordability of engaging in an internal scheduled service within the town of Canmore.
The bunny issue has been one of the more contentious topics dealt with the most recent town council. Now that the first season of trapping's complete, are you happy with the way it was handled?
The contract itself was handled well by both our administration and the contractor. I've got to say I'm not at all satisfied with the results that we saw in the program. There were a number of extenuating circumstances that weakened the program, first and foremost of which was an injunction filed by a resident of Edmonton, which delayed the beginning of our trapping for close to 2 months. And those were two prime months, November, December, when trapping is at its best. As we move ahead with that program, I will be aggressive in directing our administration to do what is necessary, whatever is necessary, to have a much more successful experience. I want to make sure that we're meeting our goal of eliminating the rabbits from our town site with the best value to the taxpayers.
What's the one issue facing the town you'd like to advocate at the provincial or federal level?
I'll begin as soon as I'm elected to work with Mayor Sorensen in Banff and other mayors of tourism-based communities in Alberta. The goal is to lobby the province to create a special status within the Municipal Government Act for tourism-based municipalities, very similar to what similar communities have enjoyed in British Columbia for a number of years. Our infrastructural costs are quite different. Our ability to tax is almost non-existent in that industry. One other thing that I would like to do in Edmonton, this is a little outside of the bailiwick of town council or municipal government, but I'm really concerned by what's happening in our school board, our school systems here in terms of inappropriate funding levels. We've been very concerned for years at the high number of tax dollars that are charged to the town by the province for education. We're sending millions of dollars to Edmonton more than they're returning to us to operate our schools. I would like to work in the province and particularly work with our new MLA, Ron Casey, who has been frustrated by these issues for years, to see if we can resolve those issues appropriately.
Name one other issue we haven't discussed yet that you'd like to talk about today.
One thought that I've been wanting to share with people is simply having to do with this campaign and my candidacy for the mayor's job. And amongst some element of the voters, there's a misperception that because I've been a champion for the arts sector over the years, that's all I care about. I want to make it clear to people that that's not the case. And if you look at my history, if you look at my record and talk to people in small business and economic development, you'll find out that I'm put every bit as much work and thought and care into the other issues that are impacting our town. I made my living in the arts sector as a potter for 40 years now, so obviously I'm going to be a champion for the arts sector, but I've been involved in building affordable housing, I'm involved in building seniors housing, I've been involved in economic development for 20 years, sitting on committees there, I've been involved in downtown enhancement, I've been involved in transit planning, and I've sat on councils that have approved a number of facilities, including the second ice surface. As that process went through, I voted in support of building a second ice surface. I worked on my first term as a member of the board of the library. I worked on trying to find solutions at that time for what was already a clear need for new and improved facility for the library. So I'm very supportive of that, supportive initiative of trying to build a new daycare in the community. So I have to say I'm a very well-rounded and aware candidate. I know there's a breadth of issues in this town that have to be dealt with if we want to reach the potential and if we all want to see that our shared vision come to reality.
Final pitch, quite simply, why should you be the next mayor of Canmore?
I'm an experienced leader. I'm having sat on council and in on a number of committees. And I have a reputation for being open-minded and well-informed. My interests and my work while on council has been directed across community interests with a balanced approach to meeting all of our needs. I've worked very hard with council, as I've talked about a little bit earlier, to work towards the shared vision and to help community meet our potential. Economic side of it, keeping our financial health strong is clearly a key in my platform. I have enthusiasm, a desire to listen, and a proven leadership at council. I encourage everybody listening to vote John Borman for mayor on June the 19th.
John Borman running for mayor in the June 19th by-election in Canmore. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show today.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you for having me.